You're listening to SBS News.
With another 114 new COVID-19 cases and 11 deaths, Victoria's one-month state of disaster is likely to be extended when it expires in 2 weeks. The declaration was made in early August and gives sweeping powers to Police Minister Lisa Neville, including enforcing an overnight curfew and a 5-kilometre travel limit. Premier Daniel Andrews says he is waiting to receive advice on whether the extension will be necessary.
As painful and as challenging as that limiting of movement is, and fundamentally changing the way we live our lives, it's working. These case numbers are coming down, and we will continue to see them fall whilst everyone plays their part.
4 weeks into Victoria's 6-week lockdown, the Premier insists it's still too early to unveil his strategy for reopening the state. Mr. Andrews says declining case numbers could explode if restrictions are lifted immediately, potentially triggering a third wave of infections. He says the government will make announcements on Monday about how it will consult with industry on the process of reopening.
We've got to have a plan that is not just there as a statement of what we hope to be able to deliver. It needs to be a clear plan that we are confident we can actually deliver. And I do appreciate that it is frustrating, but a plan that's real is always much better, I think, than one that is rushed out and really doesn't have the data sitting behind it, the evidence, the science sitting behind it.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has criticised the Premier's refusal to outline plans for easing lockdown restrictions. Speaking on Sky News, the Victorian-based minister has described his state's handling of the pandemic as a litany of failures. Mr. Frydenberg says Victorians need more clarity about the road to recovery.
Businesses are in the dark as to how they will get their workers back and their doors open. Kids need to know when and if they are going back to school. In Victoria, families are subject to lockdown 23 hours a day. You can't move more than 5 kilometres from your home. There's a curfew at night. These are the strictest of restrictions.
Labor is launching a renewed attack on the federal government's response to the coronavirus crisis in aged care. The number of Victorian deaths linked to nursing homes has now reached 382. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has told the ABC the government has failed to address neglect in the sector, including inadequate staffing, training and basic care.
It is quite frankly outrageous that in spite of the fact that you had that interim report of the Royal Commission last year, the government had no plan to deal with the coronavirus outbreak, which was inevitably going to particularly affect older Australians and particularly those in aged care facilities.
Meanwhile, Victorian health authorities are concerned children aren't receiving vital health care due to fears of contracting COVID-19. A survey by the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne found a third of children who were injured or unwell had their healthcare delayed by a parent. 1 in 5 routine vaccinations have also been delayed since the start of the pandemic. Paediatrician Anthea Rhodes says the hospital is launching a drive-through vaccination service, urging parents to seek care for their children.
It's very important that we acknowledge, of course, parents' concerns when it comes to the health and well-being of their children, and also recognise that they are working incredibly hard to keep their children and their families safe, but at the same time to reinforce the message that healthcare facilities are safe places for families to access care for their children, and that they should not delay accessing care in the event that their child needs to be seen.
Queensland has recorded 4 new cases of coronavirus, all associated with the Corrective Services Academy in Wacol. Health officials have identified a link between the cluster at the academy and the outbreak at the Brisbane Youth Detention Centre. Queensland Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says this means the 2 outbreaks are potentially part of 1 cluster.
There was one of the cases who was a close contact of a worker at the Brisbane Youth Detention Centre who is a friend of one of the partners of one of the workers at the academy.
New South Wales has confirmed 7 new COVID-19 infections. The Sydney CBD cluster has grown to 28 after 5 of the latest cases were linked to the City Tattersalls Club. Jeremy McAnulty from New South Wales Health is urging Sydneysiders to keep up to date with venues attended by infected people as cases climb across the city.
COVID cases have visited a number of locations in Sydney. Anyone who attended these venues at the same time must monitor for symptoms and get tested immediately if they develop. The venues are on the New South Wales Health website, including shopping centres, gyms, hotels, buses and train.
In Western Australia, a man could become the first person in the state's hotel quarantine program to be fitted with an ankle tracking device. The 53-year-old breached hotel quarantine after arriving from Queensland, heading to a bar in Northbridge for a drink. He could be fined as much as $50,000 and face up to 12 months in prison. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.